really spread it, can really shoot it. Preseason ACC Player of the Year, Darion Williams, who's going to be obviously, you know, a tough matchup. But I know our guys are excited. You know, ACC, SEC Challenge, obviously, you know, our league is represented last year. But, you know, with a late game, you know, we need all of our fans, you know, to be there as they've been. Folks that have season tickets that can't make it, like, please transfer your tickets, you know, to a friend or anyone or to me, and I'll find a way to get them out to somebody. But we got to get those things filled for this game, because it's obviously, this is our second to last home game before conference play. So, yeah, we need a full house. And, you know, I know our students are obviously going to be fired up and ready to go, but should be a fun environment against a really good team.
Tip-off tonight is 8:15. We'll have broadcast coverage from Neville Arena at 7:30 Central. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Auburn Opelika's News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Now the 12 days of giving / 12 days of Christmas continue. Elizabeth Boutique in here. Beth joining us. I was getting all caught up because we've shared the story of your husband, of course. Even though you're the famous one.
Oh my gosh, no, he is way more famous.
He may be now, but not for the right reasons. but I will say, thank you guys for being a part of this, like you are every single year. I know that you're over with Donnie. I got to look up the winner real quick because I forgot her name. Kathy Hughes.
Oh, yes.
Auburn. So congrats, Kathy. $300 shopping spree.
Kathy's going to be excited. She shops with us.
Does she?
She does.
Does she have kids at all?
You know, I can't remember off the top of my head. I just know her name.
See, if my wife would have entered, my daughters would have been excited, because there's no chance she would have been able to keep the $300 gift card. That would have been shared amongst two teenage daughters instead.
There you go.
So, Kathy, if you have teenage daughters, I'm sorry that you're giving up your $300 shopping spree to
Elizabeth. Keep it for yourself, Kathy.
Yes. Do not tell them. See, they're teenagers. So there's no chance they're listening to News Talk. So do not tell them that you won. Just keep it to yourself. Go enjoy the shopping spree at Elizabeth Boutique. You guys got anything going on right now?
You know what? We have several things going on. You know, we have a storefront and we have online.
Yep.
So, Kathy, you can choose however you want it. If you want your $300 in store, you can have it in store. Mm-hmm. If you want it online, you can have it online. But in the storefront, we've got tons of wonderful stocking stuffers. We created a whole little stocking stuffer bar this holiday season. It's new for us. We
now,
had a custom
now I hope
little
my daughters
table
aren't listening right
yeah,
now.
It's so fun with lots of holiday dresses and mm-hmm. things like that. We are also doing our own little 12 days of Christmas okay. right now on our online for EB. So there are prizes and discounts, and every mm-hmm. day we're doing just something fun for the next 12 days. So lots of exciting things going on in the storefront and online right now.
It is. It's one of those times of the year where I know that it gets a little busier downtown and all that kind of
yes.
stuff. But you mentioned the online thing. I will say, you guys can be a part of a online club. I don't know what you call it.
We call it a community. We call it online shopping community.
Okay.
Some people would call it an online shopping addiction, but we call it a community.
I call it that with our
salespeople
in the back.
A little VIP group. Uh-huh.
I call it the addiction.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You've got a few girls here that like to shop EB quite frequently.
Yes. It is. And it's one of those deals where you and I have talked about this. I know the online's good, but you love having the storefront downtown just because of the people that come down there. I mean, everything from Cheers on the Corner, you guys stay open late, to any of the downtown events.
Yes.
That kind of thing. But, I mean, you went to school here, you cheered here.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
There
is something about having a storefront in downtown Auburn. And I've always said, I'm like, I may be just running a business into the hole, but I am keeping my storefront open. But it has actually done so well this year, and so we're very, very thankful. Just being a part of the Auburn community is like so special to us.
How have you? I'm putting you on the spot here. How have you managed to? You got family life, you got work life. How many hours are you putting in a day? 2022 somewhere around there.
You know, quite a few. So just. be sweet to your retail people. Be your check in on your retail friends. No, I really do have an amazing team who supports me so well. I do not do all of this on my own. My team that is online and in our storefront, they are absolutely amazing. I'm logging a lot of hours and doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff, but they really are carrying the weight of EB on their back. So I appreciate them. Like, we've had to step out a lot for family things over the last year, and they've just really kept us going. So very thankful for them.
I said that the other day, you know, with Auburn introducing his new football coach, he mentioned, he said, you know, I think we got an hour of sleep, an hour nap or something. I said, yeah, welcome to the retail world in the city of Auburn.
Yes. Oh, for sure. We're all struggling at the moment.
Yeah. It's a fun time indeed. Again, congrats. As we do need to give a thank and shout out to Kathy Hughes. Also, all the rest of you that want to enter, you can still enter. Kathy, you can't because you just won. But, you know, your kids can't, or your husband can for you if you want to win twice for some of the other gifts that were given away. Our 12 days is weird because we only do it during weekdays. So everybody always thinks it's going to end on the 12th, and it ends up going to, like, the 16th because
of
the weekends.
Right, but that's even more fun.
Exactly. So it's really more time. So you got time to enter where we've got the rest of this week, next week, and then some of the following week.
You've got some good prizes. I peeked at them to see what I wanted to win. Am I eligible to win?
You are eligible to win.
Oh, perfect.
I signed up, so I'm hoping.
We're good.
You are eligible to win.
I wouldn't mind winning that Tanology one that's coming up later in the week.
I get it all the time because my kids ask all the time, "Are they eligible?" And I'm like, "No," because I'm an employee of the radio station.
Right.
I was like, "But you get all the free koozies and T-shirts that you want."
Listen, that's kind of like at our warehouse. Everybody's always like, "Oh, can I win the prize?" And I'm like, "No, but here's some free stuff sent from our vendors." Like, they get all the perks of that.
So, well, you know,
it's
the way,
the same thing.
I mean, you've got a team, two teens. Am I right?
Yes, two teens.
And so, you know how they go dress to school. It's T-shirts and sweatshirts all that kind of stuff. So that's what I told them. I said, look, the good news is I provide your school clothes for you with all the free T-shirts.
Can I please tell you something? Kenzie wears her radio T-shirt all the time that she got at Cheers on the Corner one year.
Oh,
she
wow.
literally wears it every week. And I'm like, this is a free radio T-shirt. Like, and she loves it.
Did she get the one of the station one? Or she get the Auburn High one?
She got the radio station one.
Yeah, we got to get her an Auburn High one.
Okay.
Because that way she can actually fit in.
Okay.
Matter of fact, mine have like two apiece because one is like for the house that gets stains on it and all that. Uh-huh. And the other one is to wear to school.
Yeah, we love free T-shirts around our house.
Everybody does. It's a very cool thing. So Elizabeth Boutique is it's downtown Auburn. Also online. Online is what?
Yep. It's shopelizabethboutique.com. Mm.
And again, congratulations to, I've already scrolled ahead. Kathy Hughes. Yes, you know, because she's already a shop. That's why she entered. She was
there
like,
you go. She was like, ooh, let me win that EB credit.
I need to treat myself.
Yes, exactly.
And we're going to be doing this for the next couple of weeks. And you can go online, you can buy, you can also go downtown. I always suggest going downtown, especially now that she said that they have stocking stuffers.
Yes.
And a whole new array of things that is new, is what you said.
New.
That's great. My daughters, then they're here this weekend, so I got a sneaky suspicion that they have now discovered the parking deck.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't have to fight. Because it's mom and dad's credit card
Correct.
That's paying for the parking
down there. Of course it has been.
And since they both have part-time jobs, however, we haven't convinced them of how you deduct money. It's not free when it goes into your account.
Girl math.
You said that, not me. Having three women at the house, I'm not going down that route.
There you go.
And so, but yes, Beth, thank you so much for coming.
Yes, no problem. Thanks for having us. It's a pleasure to be here every year.
One of the, and by the way, Steve-O, if you're listening this morning, she made it in plenty of time. She's already hit the first station across the hall. She's here. He said, you're not going to make it. She made it.
Yep.
But you were probably ahead of the school buses this morning.
Actually, I was not. My alarm did not go off this morning, and I had to take Brooks to school. So I was a little late in all aspects. But it's okay. I even had time to stop and get a drink.
See, exactly.
There you go.
And still plenty of time to burn.
Still plenty of time.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We got Whitten Wednesday coming up, but first this.
War Eagle, this is Coach Stephen Pearl, and you're listening to the Abby Award-winning Auburn Opelika this morning on WANI.
WANI.